the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Last week, the Smithsonian abruptly cancelled the Asian American Literary Festival, which writers from around the world were set to attend. A delegation of writers from Australia and New Zealand were preparing to travel to the festival and had spent public funding on the event when they received an announcement that the festival had been cancelled. No reasoning or plans for postponement had been given, and the members of the Australia and New Zealand delegation are left outraged. I spoke to Chris Tee, New Zealand writer and poet, about his plans for the festival and what the cancellation means.
So the Asian American Literature Festival is a US festival. It's organised by a collective of programmers designed to give opportunities to Asian American and diaspora writers to showcase their work and to uplift the community. And there was a cohort of Australian and Aotearoa Asian diaspora writers over for residency in Washington, D.C., and we also were invited to take part in this year's festival. It would have been the third iteration of the festival and the first since the COVID-19 pandemic, and would have involved more than 130 writers and creatives from both the U.S. and internationally. We were involved ourselves with the programming and we're coming up with events for the festival. And then last week, very out of the blue, cancellation of the festival meant that our plans were basically thrown into the bin. And we've basically been spending the last week trying to figure out what we can do instead of the festival. So we were heading over for residency, which is still going ahead, but it does mean that we've now got to scramble to create new events and opportunities for ourselves.
And so what sort of notice and reasoning were those expected to travel to the festival given when the event was cancelled?
So we only got about a week's notice. So we're due to leave next week, or most of us are due to leave next week. And it completely came out of the blue. Rosabel was actually on a call not long before the cancellation email came through to plan logistics for some of the events. So it was very out of the blue. And it came from the Smithsonian Asian Pacific Centre's acting director, who had not been involved in any of the preparations for the festival up until that point. And it was a very short email that offered no explanation about why it was being cancelled. They've said that it was because planning wasn't as far along as they anticipated, but that's been disputed by all of those who have been working on the program, that everything was actually on track and that this program was going to be delivered. There's also speculation now that the Smithsonian was uncomfortable about the inclusion of trans and non-binary writers in the program. And if that's true, that's a really insidious reason for cancelling it. So I think they've been very, very unclear about why they've cancelled it. They've basically given us no information since they've sent that cancellation email. And it's just been really frustrating and distressing for all of those involved because so much work has been poured into planning and preparing for this festival. Lots of individuals and organisations now out of pocket because they were expecting a bit of financial support from the Smithsonian. It's just a really messy situation, and for an institution that is meant to be highly regarded like the Smithsonian, it's incredibly disrespectful and unprofessional.
And so how important was the festival in terms of uplifting Asian and Pacific American voices, and what will the abrupt cancellation mean for this community?
You know, in the past few years, we've seen a rise in anti-Asian rhetoric, and this is because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's a really important time now to counter a lot of narratives and to give something to the community to uplift them and to give them a voice. And it's really hard to find opportunities, especially for Aotearoa and Australian writers, to get this sort of platform on an international world stage. You know, personally, I've never had the chance to perform or present my work in the US before, so this would have been a huge milestone in my own career. And to lose that is just really, really upsetting. And, you know, I think, you know, we're going to be fine because we're still going to go to this residency and we'll still find ways to meet writers and publishers and programmers. But it just is unnecessary work, especially as we were just about to leave to go to the States for this festival.
Internal correspondence shared with the Washington Post shows that the event had been under routine review for controversial content soon before its cancellation. Do you think this could have been a factor in the cancellation?
I mean, that's one of the reasons that has been sort of swirling around in terms of the speculation of why it's been cancelled. The Smithsonian hasn't actually come out and said that. we, you know, have published this open letter to the Smithsonian that sets out the timeline and sets out all of these things that we've heard about why it might have been cancelled. And one of those things is that they were uncomfortable potentially about the inclusion of trans and non-binary writers and content in the program. If that's true, I think they really need to explain that decision, especially when their website has articles and sections on celebrating and uplifting the LGBT community and queer history in Asian American history. So it just doesn't add up to me or to many of the other people involved.
Has any sort of compensation or formal apology been provided to the organisations and writers from both Australia and New Zealand to apologise for the abrupt cancellation?
So there's been no formal apology to the Aotearoa and Australian contingent. Roswell Tan has emailed setting out, you know, this is the cost of getting the Australia and Aotearoa writers to the US. This is what's been funded in terms of Creative New Zealand funding and Australian Arts Council funding. So we've made that very, very clear. And then the Smithsonian came back and just offered, I think, $1,000 in compensation to cover, you know, everything that we'd already spent. We've received public money to do this residency and to attend this festival. So now we need the Smithsonian to give us clear reasons about why this festival isn't going ahead, because we are accountable to Creative New Zealand and to the Australian Arts Council for this funding. We just want answers, basically. We want transparency and we want accountability.
That was Chris T, New Zealand writer and poet, speaking to me about the sudden cancellation of the Smithsonian Asian American Literary Festival. I also spoke to Saray De Silva, New Zealand writer, producer and actor, about the event and speculations as to why it was cancelled. Do you want to start by just explaining the scale of the Asian American Literary Festival, the work showcased, and what the festival would have meant for the international Asian literary community?
So the Asian American Literature Festival hasn't happened since 2019 because of, obviously, COVID. So the organisers have been working since then, really, to put this next one on. So there are over 130 artists participating in the festival, or there were, and there's, you know, organisers and curators and producers and facilitators as well, and like thousands of attendees were expected in DC because it's obviously the first one in such a long time. I think that for the international Asian literary community, the festival was really a bit of like a beacon of light, because it was a chance for so many people to come together after so much, you know, pain and isolation. And it just would have been like a really amazing opportunity to connect with people and see a way forward, I think. And also Asian Americans in particular have suffered some really horrible violence and racism in these past few years. And I think that, I don't know, maybe this kind of would have been a chance for like a lot of us to commiserate about that.
And so the festival was to take place at the Smithsonian Asian Pacific American Centre. How does the abrupt cancellation reflect on the Smithsonian as an institution?
I think it makes the Smithsonian as an institution look really callous and unprofessional. It doesn't seem like they at all care about putting their money where their mouth is or supporting marginalised communities. The nature of the manner in which they cancelled the festival is laughable. It was this very short, very abrupt email that wasn't even sent out to everyone. It was literally like a four-sentence email with no explanation, no reasoning given, and no offer to reimburse anyone for their costs. So I think it makes the Smithsonian look like a joke, really.
And so due to the fact that the festival was under routine review for controversial content shortly before its cancellation, are there worries of potential censorship circulating?
There are worries of censorship circulating, and there's worries in particular about the Smithsonian wanting to censor trans and non-binary programming and trans and non-binary authors who were meant to take part in the festival. So yeah, there are worries about that, and quite specific worries about that.
And so speaking a little bit more on the trans and queer voices uplifted through the festival, What would this opportunity and representation have meant for the Asian queer community if the festival did go ahead?
As a queer writer, it's so rare that you get to link with your international fam in real life, you know, like so much of that connection, and especially for the last few years, has happened over the internet. And, you know, we're still doing like a form of the festival, or we're still going to be able to meet people. But, you know, as a queer person, you just always want to meet people who are like you, and you always want to uplift your own community. So it's just like just a huge slap in the face, really.
Members of the New Zealand and Australian delegation will still be travelling to the States. What, can you speak about what's going to be taking place now that the festival has been cancelled?
Yeah, sure. So Slow Currents, which is the writers' workshop facilitated by Leah Jing and Rosabelle Tan, there's four of us going from New Zealand, four of us going from Australia, plus Leah and Rosabelle will still be travelling to DC. They like need to urgently rearrange accommodation though, because we can't afford the hotel that we were staying at, and without the support of the Smithsonian. So we'll still do the 10-day residency, which was a part of the initial plan. And then the 4-day festival is going to be, it's just sort of like whatever like can be arranged in this really short space of time. So hopefully we'll still be able to link with writers and, you know, talk about everything, and hopefully there'll still be some readings being held. But obviously with all of the funding and sponsorship retracted from the Smithsonian, it's pretty hard to do all that without that support.
And so given this abrupt cancellation and current uncertainty, is the festival still expected to resume annually next year?
I don't know if the festival's going to resume annually next year. I don't know if the organisers could ever trust the Smithsonian again after this. There was an open letter that was put together that has just come out, and one of the demands of the open letter was that the festival be rescheduled for a date in 2024. But like the other demands are that, you know, that it happen under different leadership, and that there's, you know, full reimbursement, and that the acting director resign and stuff. So I think that probably a lot of those demands would have to be met for the festival to resume again with the same kind of people involved. Yeah. It's just devastating to see how little institutions care about the people who make them great.
That was Sarai De Silva, writer, producer and actor, speaking to me about the cancellation of the Smithsonian Asian American Literary Festival.